Good morning, Dale.
Quite an emotional scene in Nashville last night.
Well, the CMT Artist of the Year happened. Jason Aldean was the final honoree and told the crowd, "We've been tested beyond our worst nightmares the past few months. Heartbroken doesn't even begin to explain how some of us feel, but we have the power to overcome anything that threatens our way of life or our freedom. We will get through this together."
You know, you don't want anybody to have gone through this, but Jason Aldean has been very well spoken on the subject last night and, of course, on Saturday Night Live. He has really handled what happened out there, I think, with a great degree of class and grace.
Yeah, and it really has affected him and may, you know, change his life. Yep. How he lives his life. Jake Owens just listed his Nashville home that used to be owned by Loretta Lynn. It's nearly 5,000 square feet on 12 acres. There's a music room, a workout area, a closet as big as a bedroom. Jake is asking $1.5 million as he recently moved to a farm.
Wonder if it still has that big vat of Crisco somewhere in the basement.
Hidden somewhere,
is that possible?
Probably. Miranda Lambert's on the cover of November's Red Book magazine, out October 24th. She reveals her life basically revolves around music and mutts. She calls herself a bad celebrity because she hates cameras and the spotlight. And Miranda's favorite way to spend a night off is watching Shark Tank and Tiny House Nation, eating grocery store pizza in her yoga pants.
You don't think she watches The Voice, do you?
Ooh, I don't.
Too soon?
I wonder.
Too soon?
Yeah, it's too soon. And finally, the first round of performers for the CMA Awards include Garth, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Little Big Town Miranda, Chris Stapleton, Thomas Rhett, and Carrie Underwood. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.